Hey everybody, this is Dominique, and if you're ready to do more with your life and money, stay tuned. This week, as you can see, I got the Queen Bree back on the podcast. We're going to be discussing how to support your spouse through a career transition. Yeah. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is Dominique, owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, where we're helping our clients achieve their ideal financial outcome, and host of this Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast, where we talk about everything financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And who do I have back today?
Who do you have back?
My wife, Brianna Henderson.
Yeah.
Always love to have you on the podcast.
Always love to be here. So excited to talk about this topic and just really, really be a part of change with our viewers.
Yeah. So today, wanted to dive into something. We're always having these really, what I feel are really great discussions inside the four walls of this house and when we're traveling around the Metroplex and whatnot. And just took a trip to visit some friends during spring break. So we had, 28 hours of drive time?
Of drive time. So you can imagine what kind of discussion can happen during that time. I mean, it could be great.
Yeah. So we got into the subject of basically what it looks like in career transition. You know, we have entrepreneurial couples that we fellowship with and do life with, and we are one of those couples. So start thinking about all the types of things that happen during that transition, that journey. Mm-hmm. So today, that's what we want to talk about, is when you have a dream, passion, or a why that you're trying to pursue, what we've learned working together, living together,
definitely,
doing life together over these 20 years that may be a benefit to you.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So you just want to dive right in?
Let's dive right in, Dominique.
So let's talk about the thing, what you call almost could be the dream killer.
Yeah.
Which is, what happens when the consistent income or paycheck stops or decreases significantly?
Sure.
Because we've been there. Yeah. We've been there in both spaces.
Absolutely.
And in order to pursue your dream, what are some of the things that we've learned on a financial instance?
So when we're talking about financially, we had to determine that in order for us not to have that dream die, we needed to have margin. When that income stops, that consistent income, because you're pursuing that dream, that you're growing, and in its infancy, it's not necessarily bringing a financial return.
Yeah.
Do you have margin? Is your spouse in a place where, in their career, where they can support the family financially? Do you have savings? Those types of things. Because people's dreams don't necessarily die because they aren't good ones.
Yeah.
You have to weigh that if it is or not, but it really is because of the margin. There are still bills to pay, right? There's still life going on, but can you continue with that dream financially with margin? And that's what we need to know.
I think a couple of key precursors, at least with our journey, was, you know, when we knew that dream was about to be birthed and we were about to get out there and try it, we basically just cut back way on our expenses and started living on a portion of what we were living on before. You should never be living off, obviously, 100% of what you make.
Sure.
But, you know, going down to 60% or 50% or however tight you can get it to build up enough of a runway.
That's it.
For your personal expenses and your business expenses to find this happy medium so that you can start pursuing your dream.
Absolutely. And Dominique, that takes a lot of communication, which kind of goes into our next point there.
Yeah. Well, the relational lessons that we've learned, I think, have been, I don't know how to describe them. They've been kind of like
numerous.
They have been many. They have been many. I think it's just evolved our relationship. I think it's deepened our relationship.
Yeah.
I think the first thing I would say about that is, you know, some of the relational issue, I guess, lessons that we've learned is creating some healthy boundaries. There's nothing wrong with boundaries.
Definitely.
They just have to be healthy. And I think, to your point, you have to communicate those. So,
yeah.
You know, with me starting a business, this is my second business that I've started. So, you know, it was all, as opposed to the first time,
sure.
And this time, it's about, hey, guys, I'm going to need this block of time to do whatever, and I know that I'm normally available to do X, Y, and Z, but
sure.
Could you help me out since you love me or since whatever?
Here's the thing. So to be the spouse of one who is pursuing that dream or that goal, it's a lot of sacrifice that has to happen, and all of it is birthed out of love,
yeah.
You know, and belief in the fact that there has been placed in you that dream, that gift, and all of those things that are beautiful and that are best for your family and for each other. So you have to believe in that individual. That's number one. You believe in them, you believe in the dream that they have. So out of that comes this response of, okay, then what now do I need to do to make the adjustment? Because there is one.
Well, to your point, how would you convey to the audience the role that you had before I was an entrepreneur versus
sure.
the role that you're taking now that I am full into it? Like
sure.
what is that? How do those kind of differ? Are those different people that you have?
Those are different people. Whereas, you know, the mental grind of that individual changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about going from one-to-one, I think it's what they call it, the one-to-one correspondence, to zero-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
So from zero-to-one, it's a lot of grind, a lot of mental capacity that is taken by that individual. A lot of time spent working on their dream and their goal. So what I had to do was say, you know, when I see that individual doing that movement, I can't be so needy.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say, listen, this is that time where we're in that process, we're in that beginning process, so wherever I can take anything off your plate, well, within reason.
Yeah.
Cooking is probably not one of those things. You're still the master chef in the house, and that's only because he loves it and is
yeah,
the best at
it.
But wherever else I can take yeah. any of the pressures off, I mean, you go into grind mode with them, just a different way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, something that's key, because like you've done this in my entrepreneurial pursuits, and then there was a time where, you know, obviously, well, there's a couple times you did this. So
yeah.
you were at home largely raising our kids for a
sure.
long time while
sure.
I was building a career, and
sure.
your career was on hold, and then you went to school.
I did.
Basically straight through, finished your bachelor's, finished your master's, and I was more flexible at that time.
The tables were turned, sure.
And so I just had to kind of like, you know, put my big boy draws
mm-hmm.
on and kind of
mm-hmm.
be daddy and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think to your point earlier, it's about communication. It's about how am I not just having this idea in my mind about, I'm starting to be like, okay, I did this 2-3 days. I cooked dinner 3 days in a row
mm-hmm,
now. Is she,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's still studying or,
sure,
you know,
sure.
he's still in the study.
Sure.
He's still doing, working with
yeah,
clients.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to just come out and say, okay, I need a break.
Yes.
Can I go get my nails done? Can I go out with the guys? Can
yeah.
you know, whatever your
absolutely.
Downtime is.
Absolutely.
And so that kind of goes into our third point about the emotional lessons.
Emotional lessons that are learned.
I think the self-care aspect, It's needed,
yeah.
But you have to, with that, communicate too. You can't have so much time carved out for yourself.
Sure.
For your reprieve or your break for all the work that you've done,
right.
And then leave everything that is dear to you, right?
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
got to spend time with the kids. Still got to
sure.
spend time with your
sure.
with each other.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's true, especially if your reprieve is away from the family and or your spouse.
Ah,
so you
point.
Have that
like
point.
Like playing golf.
Like playing golf.
I don't do that anymore. I used to though.
No, I know. I don't know what happened to that, but I'm glad it happened. But no, that's what it is. You know, you spend all that time on the grind, and that's a solo effort,
yeah.
largely.
Yeah.
And then if your leisure time is also away,
yeah.
then you're just away.
Yeah, you're just away.
You're just away.
Nobody sees you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that adjustment, Dominic has been able to truly make that, and, you know, we both have, to where there are things that we both enjoy that bring refreshing.
Yeah.
our friendships bring refreshing, the people that we're in relationship in this season in our life and have been, have just really built a capacity in us to support us emotionally.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing like a bunch of no's and then one yes, or it's nothing like, you know, having to do all the paperwork or staying at it or whatever it is to build your dream.
And I think you just got to be creative about it. You know, I've as our kids have gotten older, and, you know, full disclosure, it was a little harder for me to relate with my kids with a balance and career and all the stuff I did. At the younger Dominique, you know, I had a lot of, not a lot of friction, but I just had a lot of, I don't know, I was kind of disconnected in that, in that instance. But as my kids have gotten older, it's been obviously easier to kind of relate with them, having different conversations and more in-depth topics and things like that, and just bond with them individually. And I think that goes a long way, because one of my axioms is that, you know, you can be building a business, you can be building a brand, you can be doing all these things.
But
if you don't find some way to give away and put others before you,
absolutely,
you're just going to consume more and more and more and be more selfish. And that's not what you're trying to do.
No,
obviously,
that's not the goal at all.
And I don't know that when you're spending, you know, 16 hours a day, maybe not in front of a computer, but as far as it's taking up mental capacity,
you have
the propensity to really be selfish.
Sure.
And unless you have someone in your life that is saying, hey, why don't you pull away from that right now? Come over here and take a relax.
So, Dominique, what you're talking about is accountability. And, guys, that's in every
that's
area
a big emotional part of
our life. Yeah. And so being accountable is needed, not only when you're career building or building that dream, but just all out through life. So I'm glad you brought that up. That was good.
Yeah, yeah. So what else? Is that it?
That's it. I mean, well, so let's recap. Number one was
financial lessons. Those are always kind of big, because they can definitely change the trajectory and the life that you're living in. It can cause a lot of friction.
It can. And so you got to decide between you and your partner. Do we have the margin? Can I totally stop what I'm doing that's bringing in the bread and butter and totally focus on this? Have I built out margin to do that?
Yeah.
If the answer is no, find a way to taper through that, and you guys work that through so that it can be a blessing and not a burden.
Don't be so gung-ho on your dream that you sacrifice the harmony that's already in your relationship.
Oh, wow.
Just wait for it. It'll be there. It's not going anywhere. It's your dream.
If it's bigger than you, honey, it will happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what you have to count on. So then number two was?
Relational. Yeah, the relationship aspects. Just create some boundaries. Make sure the open lines of communication are there, that you can never over-communicate.
Absolutely.
You can definitely under-communicate.
Babe, this is what I need. You know, this is where I am. These are the fears that I have. These are the concerns. Where are you, babe? How are you feeling with sacrificing so much? Are we putting in enough time for, I mean, all day?
Yeah.
This is the time.
Just be transparent and open with it.
Take a trip.
Yeah.
Why not do a 14-hour trip somewhere? You'll talk about a whole lot of things. You'll talk about a lot of things, but it's good. It's needed and it's necessary. And then number three.
Emotional lessons learned.
Yeah,
you got to have the self-care in there. You got to create time to make sure. You got to be intentional about that. I think that's the biggest thing. You just can't think that it's just going
to,
you know, organically evolve how do we do it? We do the calendar.
We do.
It's the calendar system. If it's not on the calendar, it does not exist.
If it's not, that's right. But guys, I'm not good at the calendar. I'm a, you know, what am I feeling like today? Kind of
the feeling needs to be on the calendar.
Already. So with him, because that's how he does his life and time, I put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
It's compromise.
It is.
Cool.
It is.
Well, if you want to continue the discussion, guess what? We have a Facebook group. It's called Creating Your Roadmap to Financial Contentment. It is basically an offshoot, or what we'll call it as an appendix or addendum to this podcast. Can't cover everything in the time that we share together, but you can pop in there and ask your questions, get motivation. We have discussions of this nature. Bree's in there.
Yeah,
I'm in there.
Yeah.
Just trying to foster a platform for you to do more with your life and money.
Sure.
So thank you for watching. Thank you for viewing and listening today, and we'll see you later.
Bye, guys.